Hey guys, Red Pill Revolution. Okay guys, well, I just want to give, first of all, I just want to give a big shout out to the Rico Man 1973. If you aren't subscribed to him already, go subscribe. I'll leave a link in the description. He's doing a great job. He's doing something really awesome, which is he's covering Sandy Hook again, going back to the basics, just analyzing, giving his commentary on each family interview. Okay, and he's been doing a great job on it. I mean, you should watch every single one of the videos he's putting up right now. He's got a lot of videos up exposing these freaks. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about my top what the F moments, my top shocking moments that revealed to me just how freaky and how fake this all is, and how fake all the people involved are. So I'm going to start it off with Wayne Carver, medical examiner of Sandy Hook. Let's do it.
No, I don't.
How young?
Sorry, I don't.
How young was the youngest victim?
Sorry, I don't.
How young was the youngest?
How young? Sorry, I don't. How young was the youngest victim? It wasn't a tent. It was this magnificent thing.
That is by far my favorite quote ever. The tent being a magnificent thing.
Thing.
But anyway, we all know how freaky that whole interview was. Made no sense. It revealed to us he's a fake medical examiner because he had no idea what the hell he was talking about. The entire interview, my first reaction was pretty much this.
In your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
All right, up next, Gene Rosen. Of course, he's a fan favorite. He's one of my personal favorites, but, you know, we all know how creepy, how freaky and creepy he is, but I want to talk a little bit about how Gene Rosen's fraudulent story alone proves Sandy Hook hoax. But, I mean, you can look at anybody involved in this and prove the hoax just by looking at them and seeing how their story doesn't add up and how it contradicts the official story, and you just could go on and on. There's thousands of ways to prove this whole thing, guys. It's very simple. It's very easy. Where are the kids who supposedly went to his house? We've never heard from them. Why can't we hear their testimony? You know what? You never will. Yeah, we'll never hear their testimony because they never went to his house. Of course, the whole story is made up, and we all know this. If you just looked into it a little, you can figure out for yourself easily. You know, all it takes is just looking into one person involved in this. You just easily figure things out. No, something's not right here. What is going on? They're fake. Oh, if they're fake, then that means no kids died. If no kids died, that means, yes, it's a hoax.
His face was frozen in fear.
Her face was frozen. It was frozen in fear.
Her face looked frozen.
Her face looked frozen. Her face was frozen in fear.
She was such an attractive woman, but her face was frozen in fear.
Her face looked like it was stone.
Fear. She looked like stone.
It looked like stone.
The children were so frightened. I didn't know why they were on my lawn. I didn't know how they got there.
They were sitting there. And I had no idea why they were there.
Yes, yes, Robbie Parker. Well, if someone wants to ask who's the biggest star or who's the starring role in this whole production, the Sandy Hook production, many would say Robbie Parker, and I'm going to agree with that. I think he's the biggest fraud, the biggest fake, and I think he's the poster child of this whole thing. Him and his fake wife are the most used parents of this whole thing to spread the propaganda and the agenda. And he's easily exposed himself and incriminated himself many times. And of course, the speech he gave no less than a day later on national TV, all done up, ready to go for his interview, for his press conference regarding his slain daughter, you know? And this was his breakout performance, his breakout starring role, you know, this is it, right here. This was his big time, and he came through with flying colors, without a tear, even. So, it's pretty sad. One thing I do want to point out that most people don't realize is when he did give this speech that put him on the map, the children's bodies were still supposedly in the school because, of course, the official report says that they left the the kids' bodies. They left all the bodies in the school overnight. So, which of course proves this hoax, another fact proves this hoax, because they completely disregarded procedure. No one was pronounced dead on the scene. No one was taken to a hospital to be pronounced dead, which would not happen ever. Unless, of course, this was fantasy land and we're living in the fucking Twilight Zone. And yes, it's, you know, it's perfectly understandable. You know, that's great. That's perfect procedure. that's why they didn't take anybody to the hospital. No, that's why they pronounced everyone dead at the scene, disregarded procedure, because there were no kids. There was no shooting. So, I mean, just look at this picture. Look, does this look like a face of a father who lost their child by being brutally murdered, slaughtered? Does this look like a face at a funeral for their daughter? No. Yep, looks pretty happy to me. I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank, and he knows it.
So I assume he's going to come back to the microphones now and make a statement. Looks like the family is there, and they're getting ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen in. Okay. My name's Robbie Parker. My family is one of the families that lost a child yesterday in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings here in Connecticut. I've been contacted by so many people and agencies wanting to know how we're doing, and I just thought that this might be the best way to share those feelings with everybody.
Yes, the McDonald's. These freaks, just another couple parents who never cry and all laughs. They're just all laughs and smiles, and they really give you the creeps. And it's just really shocking how their behavior is throughout this whole time. Even at the funeral, again, laughing it up, all smiles, even at their funeral. You see a recurring theme here? You see, there's a pattern here, okay? And that's how you figure this whole thing out. You know, Sandy Hook really reminds me of the movie Stepford Wives. You know, that whole mind control behavior. I mean, the reason they're all freaks is because you can't be normal. You cannot be a normal person and be involved with this charade. I mean, that's why they all act bizarre and strange. You see?
The possibility of another new town. Unfortunately, very little in life is certain.
How's Jack doing?
He's, as any young adolescent, he's has his own challenges. And he's, with our guidance, helping him to take a step forward each day.
Yeah. It's a long road for all of us. And, you know, I don't know if you ever get to the end of the road. I think from what I've heard, it gets less bumpy.
You were at an event today that the vice president was at, Mayor Bloomberg was at. What is your message? What do you want people to...
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster man.
Understand.
We want people to make a personal connection with this issue of gun violence and to begin to look at things from a different perspective. We feel that if you can make a personal connection, find a new perspective, you're able to make change. Any type of violence isn't as a result of one underlying factor. Sandy Hook massacre is a great example of that. I feel that if an assault ban was in force at that time, the outcome would have been completely different. So it's a component of a broader set of more comprehensive solutions.
Another thing to add is every parent that gets interviewed gets asked the question, how are you this strong? You know, Anderson Cooper asks the same question over and over again. How are you dealing with this like this? How are you able to cope like this? You're so strong. And then they give the fake answer of, oh, you know, we're just trying to be kind and be like the kids, be kind. We don't have no hate towards the shooter. or nothings. It's all love and kumbaya, and that's why we're like this. That's why we're strong. No, they're able to appear to be strong because they're fake as hell. Okay, because they're fakers and frauds. That's how they're able to be strong in these interviews, quote unquote strong. And just like here, check this fucking bastard out. Excuse my language, but this just pisses me off. I mean, look at this guy. As soon as he asks him a question, he's smiling about. Just look.
You seem strong.
Well, I think if you have.
Whoa.
To be strong for them. I mean,
yes, you got to be strong for the children.
Did
you guys look at his face? He's smiling as soon as he asks him this. He has a smiling face. Is there something funny about the question?
Strong.
Is there something funny about any of this? How are you smiling? Get the hell out of here with this garbage. Oh, yes. Yes.
First.
Mm. Just for the holidays, it must have been
yes,
so hard.
And no. At first.
What did you just ask, Koopy? Getting through the holidays must have been tough. And what's her answer? Hold on a second. I can't even believe it. Hold on.
The holidays must have been.
Yes,
so
and no. At first we thought, how are we
going to
do Christmas?
Oh my gosh. She just said yes and no. Okay, yes and no, that it must have been hard having their kids shot to death. I mean, are you, I mean, wow. Oh.
This is about hope, and it's about peace, and I think through the entire situation, there was a hope that someday we're going to see Catherine again.
Oh my God, I can't stand these actors. I just can't stand these frauds. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but just wow.
I was talking to you before we began. One of the things you were saying is you don't want to have hate or anger in your
mind. No.
I said that to Jack, that it's okay to be angry because, sure, we have
sure,
anger
yeah.
and we're upset and we don't know why.
Yes.
But I told Jack that he could never live with hate. Grace didn't have an ounce of hate.
Oh, she didn't have an ounce of hate in her.
And so we have to live through grace and realize that hate is not.
Yes.
Not how our family is and not how, certainly not how Grace is. And I know all those beautiful little children, they didn't have any hate in them either.
Oh, of course not. So, you know, no crying ever, and forgive the shooter and, you know, love him. And it's just all love, you know, it's all love, 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 love.
So we'll just take the lead from them and
yes.
we will not
it's funny.
Go down that
yes,
road.
Yes.
But
yes, don't go down that road.
Let them guide us.
Yes, guidance.
It's a hard thing, though, isn't it?
It's a hard thing. Oh, my God, Cooper.
We're going to go on.
Cooper, you're rich.
Positive energy.
Positive energy. They're going to go on and just positive energy.
To help guide us forward.
One of Gracie's favorite things to paint or draw was a peace sign.
Oh, my God, you creep me out, bitch. Okay, enough of that. And last but not least, I left the most shocking thing for last. To me, this is the most shocking, revealing and telling moment of Sandy Hoax. This reaction by the Parkers that were being interviewed 3 months after. And just check this out.
What has this past 3 months been like for you?
A little bit of everything.
Oh no. I mean, literally, the balls on these people. How they can have a lapse like this and forget that they have to be sad? I mean, wow, they dropped the ball, and it's just pretty shocking, but they seem like they just want to jump for joy and start celebrating, and you see it in their face, and they just reveal the whole hoax in one foul swoop, I mean, in one moment.
A little bit of everything.
Oh, my God, and then they remember they have to be sad.
Look at her.
She's like, oh, shit, sad. Terrible, disgusting, just incredible. But it is what it is. They're fakes, and the whole thing is fake. This is the Sandy Freak Show.